Hello, our friends, Evolutionary Energy Arts family.
Why, hello there.
So, guys, please do subscribe and resubscribe and subscribe some more because, you know, I'm sure that they're unsubscribing you. Please do check in each day and see. Most days there will be a video up on EE Arts and also on Evolutionary Arts as well. Each one does have unique videos. You know, before we go on, I want to just thank our newest Patreon, which is Darren. And also thank everybody that's been supporting us over on Ko-Fi, where you could do a one-time donation or monthly support as well, just by changing the number of coffees, which we have our coffee out. And we want to share with you guys very, very what can be called touchy information. And so we're going to do it in a way that doesn't give us, well, doesn't have us giving conclusions, but you guys make up your own mind. Please do. It's, well, you would say it's a free world, but you know, we're coming to realizations in these days about those things.
And we have to be very careful about those realizations we come to, because it could burst somebody's bubble.
Oh, there's lots of bubbles that are going to be burst. And again, there is the biggest bubble that needs to be burst, and that's the bubble of illusion that's been over this world for a very long time. And so we have a secret unmanned U.S. spacecraft that caused chaos as it lands in Florida almost 3 years after it took off, circling Earth, with locals fearing it was a UFO streaking through the sky. Sonic boom rocked the houses. This is the X-37B, which we are not on a need-to-know basis as to why it's up there or what it's doing, even though it's our labor, our work, our time, our effort that puts it up there. We don't need to know. This is the same way that, you know, we see this whole society is going. It really, there's an illusion that is going to be totally wiped away. And I think a lot of you understand that illusion. So there's links here where you could actually hear the sonic boom. This person says, woke me up, thought something hit the house. And it was a sonic boom because it went over, heard all the way from Orlando over to the east, middle eastern coast of Florida. Again, why is it up there? It's a military operation. But then again, military operations, there's a lot of different military operations ongoing all the time that we have absolutely no idea about. Even though half of the discretionary budget in the entire country goes to military operations, sometimes a little bit more than half, we don't need to know. Wow, we don't need to know. Thank you, guys. Thanks for keeping us informed, or not. And so your new annual flu vaccines that people do get, some of them are going to be using this mRNA technology. Yeah, well, actually, all the ouchies that we've been getting at some point in time, it feels like they're all switching to using this new technology. And, you know, you got to ask yourself, okay, so what's going on here? And, you know, do I really want to partake? Education is paramount, but beware of educating yourself to the point where you maybe have greater understanding than certain powers that be want you to have. Human evolution, we see the family tree, which, you know what, we got a lot of dead relatives. We have a lot of relatives that are no longer around, that they just came to an abrupt and sudden end. They were here, now they're gone. And then, of course, we're here. Will we be gone? And, you know, there is a certain outfit that, you know, we could call them the few, if you put that up to a mirror. They've come right out and said, this is the last generation, maybe two, of Homo sapiens on the planet. What do they know? What do they know? Well, you know, Neanderthals, Denisovans, we've talked about this so many times. Bigger brain, bigger, stronger bodies should be more adapted for this planet, yet they died. They are no more. Yes, they live on in us to a degree with some of their DNA. Their genome is no more. You have ours, which, you know, does have, it depends on the individual, maybe a couple percentage points of their DNA lives on in some people. And there's so many that go before. And this is not complete, you know, because they're discovering new forms, new branches of humanoid beings all the time on the planet. This is from Gene Possibilities. So this is all about CRISPR, gene therapy, gene editing. Gene editing. So changing that which was programmed in by the original programmer of this particular universe, you know. So if you want to call that being God, you know, that would be a suitable term, I guess. You know, the one that actually planned and programmed every aspect of this matrix, of which we're seeing there are scientists and others that think they can do it in a better way. And, you know, is it a better way for all of us, or is it only a better way for certain entities? Look at them. They're looking up. Who are they looking at? Must be very tall.
Mm-hmm. They must be looking up at, I don't know, just something very, very important there.
Yeah. Learn how gene addition works. Addition? So you want to add. You want to add. Well, you know, as we've talked about, one thing that's getting deleted is all the references to the second chromosome fusion not seeming natural. And we've talked about that, how we have a second chromosome that appears to be fused using technology. Now, you know, again, Neanderthal Denisovans, what we have gotten is that they weren't as unintelligent as they're made to seem to be. No, in some ways, they were vastly superior. They had bigger brains, bigger muscles, stronger, thicker bones. Why did they disappear? Well, what we've gotten is they were not so controllable. We see, again, geneticists claim to have found the God gene. The God gene, you remember that, the VMAT2 gene? The God gene and neurotransmitters. It gives us, they say, this is the reason why we have this spiritual inclination. We automatically have this sense of, there's something bigger. I can't put my finger on it, perhaps, but I know there's something bigger. There's something more. You know, and I've shared with you guys my own experiences. Cindy shared her own experiences. I remember as a five-year-old child being out of body and recognizing and realizing I'm not the body. I just knew I wasn't the body. And it was hitting me again recently how freaked out I used to become as a kid. And I would have to go be around people because I had this incredible, overwhelming sensation that I'm not the body. And it really made me nervous at times. And of course, nowadays, what would you get? You would get a script to deal with that. But no, see, it's a realization. It's a realization. It's a knowing. It's something that many have spent years and decades in search of, to have that experience and that knowing that they're not the body. There's something much more than the body. And the only reason that I was getting that was through help from other beings that were around me, not physically incarnated at that time, and the fact that in past lives I've done lifetimes of living in deep meditation, basically, and tapping into that. It's interesting too, look at this, genetic life hacks, hacking your life. Look at, and just the words, God gene, as we were saying, and gene addition, everything is kind of here. So we see this from doctor from New York. The finalized reason why they want to use this particular technology that everybody is familiar with now, at least the term, is that they insert an additional 47th artificial chromosome into human cells. Chromosome will deliver new genes that will be used for engineering the human body. And you guys can read that last part there. It has to do with the control system. It's always about the control system. And again, that guideline over in Georgia that got destroyed talked about, well, it's just a certain small number that we need. We need about 1/16 of the current population to keep things running. 1/16 is all that's needed in reality. And they also need to be very, very controllable. So when you see this, this is an addition. Learn how gene addition works. Understand gene addition. Yeah, this is all throughout, you know, this is all coming together so clearly for so many. And then we see DARPA, which again is the military. It's all on a need to know basis, and no citizens need to know. This is from 2013. DARPA to genetically engineer humans by adding a 47th chromosome. Okay, and it gives you a timeline. Again, and we see certain dates in there. You know, 2025 is a key date. Again, 2030. And then by the time we get to 2045, you know, there's only a different form of humanity on the Earth according to these plans. 47th chromosome. Now, currently the most common vectors used, and a vector is something, it's a transport. A vector is a transport. It's a vehicle. The most common vector used right now are viruses, which have a mechanism to deliver the genes to human cells in a pathogenic, which means causing disease, manner. Scientists have tried to take advantage of the virus's biology and manipulate its genome to remove human disease-causing genes and insert therapeutic genes. Viruses, while effective, introduce other problems to the body, such as toxicity, immune, and inflammatory responses. These, you know, when you look at all, pretty much all disease is coming from immune system compromise and inflammatory response. And these can accelerate that and accentuate that. And then we get gene control and targeting issues. So the current vectors used are viruses. And then we look at hacking. Again, hacking the original programming and modifying. This is what's going on. This is the eternal battle between the original programmer, the true God, the true creator of this particular universe, that is going by the laws of Source and is in accord in harmony with Source. And then we have that artificial intelligent based takeover, for lack of a better word, that's happening. And so human artificial chromosome, artificial flavoring, artificial colors. Some people like artificial better than the natural. And again, it might take time to detox ourselves. It's well worth it. The closer we get ourselves back to the natural order of things, the more harmony we will find everywhere. This world that we are living in is under siege by an artificial intelligence and the minions thereof. And it's all about hacking the original programming, hacking the natural order of things. And yes, you know, again, they do this hacking through so many different modes. And they also give us our belief systems, which are so painful for some people to let go, because it's all they really, really have in this world is that belief system that they've had handed to them by the control system that's already in place, that already controlled the minds of their parents, their teachers, their professors, the police force, you name it, on down through history and through time. This is part of the Great Awakening, the coming back into balance. As you can see, these are all scientific articles, NIH, Human Artificial Chromosome, Conditional Centromere for Gene Delivery, Gene Expression, and again, that's gene hacking, so to speak. Human artificial chromosomes offer insights, therapeutic possibilities, and challenges. Oh, yeah. It's all based on a certain science, but the science that we're told as, well, you know, whatever you want to view us as, you know, if you want to say that we are at that end of the manufacturing line, so to speak, and we're going to receive the final product. And so we don't understand necessarily all the science, because I don't think they really want you to understand all the science. Like when we understand the mysteries of how things go together, then we might start to question things. On many cases, you know, we might look at, say, some sort of instrument or something, a piece of art, and say, it's how much? It's what? Oh my God, that's so much money. And then if you really understand all that goes into it, you realize it should go for 1/10,000th of what it's going for. But there again, sales. This world is all about sales. Transfer of synthetic human chromosome into human-induced pluripotent stem cells for biomedical applications. Again, stem cells, well, they are the key for so much in this world. But we can induce new stem cell growth just by simply fasting. There's so much that they don't tell you, you know, just as if, you know, again, when we look to certain studies, well, you know, what was the placebo's effective rate? It was basically the same as the CURE. Ah, okay. So you're really talking, it's about belief in something. Ah, you know, belief is so strong and so powerful. And it could be used for good or for bad. So these are all articles talking about this type of technology which is out there. Then we see NASA has a theory for why we might be alone in the universe. And yes, there are, again, there's this massive split. Is NASA using black screens and blue screens and green screens? Are they doing it because the Earth is flat and we are all alone in the middle? No, they're not doing it for that reason. They want to keep us divided. They want some people to catch things like when the spoon drops off the table in a weightless environment of space. They've thought of all these different possibilities. So again, so many things get leaked out there. Everybody's thinking that, you know, hey, it's all Project Blue Beam. It's all Project Blue Beam. There's no aliens. They're all demons. No, they don't want you understanding the bigger control picture, because again, we've never been alone. This article is new, November 11th this year. And it just basically says, this is, and again, this is coming from them. Why are we alone in the universe? Because if extraterrestrials do exist, we haven't met them. Certainly we haven't met them. Yes, many people, Cindy's eyes just open wide. Do you know how many people have had extraterrestrial encounters? Now, you got to recognize, too, that whole mindset is a biblical mindset. And the Bible is their control manual, as is the Quran. And of course, because it's the mainstream media view. This viewpoint only comes in with the control system. Because before that, and if you go to all the indigenous tribes of the world, they'll tell you that there's far more that you can't see that is than you can see and it is.
Mm-hmm. And you know, I was just looking at the date on that article, 11/11, and they use this system as much as we need to learn how to use this system as far as the Matrix goes and understanding we can control our own destiny. I've always said they've spent an enormous amount of time teaching us when we're such a young age, their system. We need to learn to roll the clock back and find an organic method in our lives in which we are connecting with the Earth, because by far, she is far more intelligent than any of the artificial intelligence if given a chance to express herself. She will outdo, outthink, outlast any kind of artificial technologies that's out there. Mother Earth has her own technologies that really science kind of copies after her. And then they make this artificial version, and then they pretend, oh, well, she's just not good enough. So look at our version. Our version is so much better. And that's the sales pitch we've been given this whole time.
So as more and more astronomers are coming around to the idea that we're not alone in the universe, it doesn't make any sort of sense to think that we are. Then they go along and say, well, why haven't we met them? Well, we have. Why haven't we found signs from around not just our planet, but other areas that there's intelligent life out there? And when we have, it's just like what we're seeing right now with what happened in 2020 and what happened with 11/8/2022. And they'll say there's no evidence for anything. Well, yes, there is. You're ignoring the Nazca lines. You're ignoring the legends of the Hopis, the myths of the Zulu. We could go on and on. You know, look at your mythology. You've turned the mythology into just that, mythology, when in actuality, these were recording events that happened that people were trying to record in a language that they could understand and grasp. You know, we have the Vedas again talking about these battles of the gods over the heads of humans, and understanding that they drove around in technology. These technological vehicles could be shot down and the gods could be destroyed themselves. Wow. You know, this puts a different light on everything. Absolutely. They don't want you to understand this. They don't want you to understand what's really going on here. Again, the whole allegory of a shepherd and his flock. What happens to the flock eventually? Well, eventually the flock gets culled. And again, look to the Guidestone in Georgia that was taken down, and many other things as well. There are so many different agendas. So why do they say that civilizations perhaps arise and then they are gone? And this is why we haven't seen them. It's because they've arisen and they've destroyed themselves. Ah, so they're saying that other civilizations arise, perhaps many, as you see, and then they have this theory called the Great Filter Theory. And this says that what happens is they filter themselves out of existence. They filter themselves. They destroy themselves. The key to humanity successfully transversing such a universal filter is identifying those attributes in ourselves and neutralizing them in advance. JPL astrophysicist Jonathan Jiang and his co-authors wrote in a new study. Think about that terminology there. The key to humanity successfully transversing a universal filter like this, and the key to us this not destroying ourselves like everybody else that's destroyed themselves, identify those attributes. Where are the attributes? They're in the genes. The attributes are in the genes. So you identify those attributes in ourselves and you neutralize them in advance. How do you neutralize genes? You edit them out. Hello.
You know, and we look at we look at so many medical miracles that they talk about and the things that they do, you know, we really wouldn't even want to fathom the truth, the things that they will do to human beings, because to them, we are subhuman. To them, we are an entity that is to be toiled with and experimented with. And that's just not the truth. You know, we are all an organic spark from source. And we shouldn't be in a place where one is tinkering with the other in hopes that they can control it. That's not the natural system. That's not the natural order of things.
So this theory's been around in the public's eye since 1996, a staple of science fiction world building. Again, it's very dramatic. The fact that our universe seems basically dead, what? Now, this is because senses are dead. People have no ability anymore because of the foods they're ingesting, the water they're drinking, the air they're breathing, the big FARMA. all this has turned off the other senses that are usually wide awake and operating in the golden, the silver, even in the Bronze Age to a very high degree. The only time they're turned off is when the control system's in place, and they turn them off. They turn them off by the frequencies all around us. It's not dead. We encounter beings all the time that are not visible to the naked eye. But then again, you know, our pineal glands are active. And many of you, your pineal glands are coming active. The biggest thing is controlling the pineal gland, and the symbolism is all around you. Just look to the Vatican symbolism. Do a Google search, Vatican symbolism, pineal gland, or esoteric symbolism, pineal gland. You'll see it. It's all around you. All around you. It's controlling that. That is the key for them. Because when that's not controlled, we know their narrative is exposed. And it's just an impossibility for them to control us. So here you go. I mean, that is it. That is it in a nutshell. So in order for humanity to save itself, it has to filter out the genetic expressions that might cause humanity to destroy itself. Now, the whole concept, again, you see this term, live attenuated Vs. These Vs contain a version of the living V-I-R-U-S. Living V-I-R-U-S. Living V-U-R-I-S. Are viruses alive? No, they're not. So, if they're not alive in the first place, wait a minute, where did this come from? Oh, okay. A living, that's their words right there. But this is Microbiology Society. Are viruses alive? No, they're not. And you can go through different, top scientists, and you'll find they disagree. This one says, yes, they are. That one says, no, they're not. And you could just start rolling through all these different articles of completely a scientific nature. So is the answer is not as straightforward as you might think. Viruses were discovered 1892 by Dmitry Ivanovsky. Our ideas of what they are have shifted from poisons to biological chemicals. See, so originally the thought was they are poison. They are poison. Now we're thinking they're biological chemicals. They lack the hallmarks of other living things. They don't carry out metabolic processes, such as making the energy molecule of life, ATP. They don't have cells. Therefore, cellular machinery needed to make proteins by themselves. This is why they need a host. Again, you know, they need a host. They're not alive. They're not dead. They're pretty much exactly how you would really describe AI. Is artificial intelligence alive? No. Is it dead? Well, I guess you couldn't say that either. It's sort of, it's different. And this is what these are. They're different. They're not alive. They're not dead. So when you look to this statement, how can you make that statement? How can you make that statement when we could survey 50 different scientists and we're going to get a split? I think you're going to have more people saying that they're not alive than are alive. As you see this one, I don't think viruses qualify as being alive. They are, in essence, inert. Unless they come in contact with a living cell. Aha, aha. Yeah, yeah. So again, it throws everything into question, more than question. So, you know, this again, we need to always question everything. And going back to that original topics that we were looking at, what we're looking at, is history repeating itself? History repeating itself. So every time we come into these dark ages, when the light is at its lowest, the darkness does its magic. And, you know, its magic is obviously a dark magic that is anti the original programming. So you could call it anti-God, anti-Christ, whatever you want to say. Because, again, Christ, christened, anointed, that's all having to do with awakening the pineal gland. And recognizing the fact that, no, I mean, when you look to that article talking about are we living in a dead universe? Are you crazy? There's life abundant out there. It's just that we, these vehicles, have been hacked. And so much of the operating system is not working as it should.
Mm. And, you know, if you look to so many Native American tribes, they talk about Mother Nature. They talk about getting back to nature. They talk about how do you navigate your way through this world. Well, you stand back and you observe nature. You watch nature. How does nature do things? And she can definitely reclaim all that which has been lost if she's given a chance. And that's, you know, if you're willing. So many of us, we've eaten foods that are so bad for our systems, cause inflammation, make it very difficult for us to look to see how nature organizes herself so we can bring ourselves back into alignment. But that's where we really need to clean up how we eat. And I would even go so far as to say, see what kind of foods are in your area that grow naturally in your area and move to that extent of organic, you know, that natural organic way of everything. Get into the cycles of earth, get into the cycles of the days, of the nights, you know, learn about the moon, learn about the sun, learn about the stars, you know, because all of this is going to be calling to your soul to help pull you back into alignment where you belong. And when it comes to artificial intelligence, all they can do is copy. There's nothing that they can do that is original. They can only copy. And we are so much more than that. And it breaks my heart to see so many people who are going along with the mainstream, you know, going along with the schooling, the indoctrination, and they don't even know. But gosh, they're good people. They're good people. And they just want to live a good life and they want to be happy. But they're walking down this path that's going to entrap them. And that's where I think our conversations with those that we love are very, very, very important right now.
Absolutely. You know, so they've slowly taken over one thing at a time and distorted one truth at a time. There's this deep knowing inside humanity that we're not alone. There's a deep knowing that there is some sort of creator. There is something that's much bigger than just us, and that we're part of something so much more than what we see. We know this. We can feel this. We could sense this. And this is really coming to light in these times, because light is the vector that source uses to bring us information. So what do? Well, plaster the skies with light reflecting material like aluminum and barium and other objects as well to reflect that light back out into space, because they are of the darkness. And they want to control us. They don't want us being turned on to our full capability and our full understanding. They lose their flock. They want us to choose to stay with them throughout the silver and the golden age, as well as the bronze, on both sides of the ascending and descending yugas. They want us to choose to be their slaves, to be their workers. That's why they've given us prayers that as so many people are repeating without even understanding what they're saying. And they are choosing to be slaves because they've been, unfortunately, well, they've been deceived. Because we're not slaves. We're not born into slavery. We're not born into original sin. This is the controller's construct. There is no blood sacrifice needed. Blood sacrifice right there should be a huge warning signal for anybody that has the slightest inkling of awakeness inside of you that these beings are not benevolent that demand blood sacrifices. No, yeah, and this is part of the unraveling of their system. As we expose one method of control after another, and we come out of this dark age and start to go into the light. The light is the key, and the light comes from the sun, which is a relay for source, the true creative force behind all of everything that we see, besides the artificial darkness that's trying to keep us in chains.
Mm-hmm. We need to follow the love. We need to look for the love, because that's the direction that we need to go.
As always, may you be blessed by the true creator of this universe and source itself. Much love. Namaste.
Namaste.